favorite Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Baldwin McCullough live from New York tonight, and Stephen Baldwin will join us at the bottom of the hour from the Aurora, Colorado area. We are grateful that you're with us. Kevin McCullough, always pleased to be with you on Saturday nights. Don't mean anything by this. Don't mean to make a play on these words. It's just the spot copy that I have to read. But is there an economic bomb about to go off? A financial volcano ready to sweep away your 401k, your IRA, your retirement plan, wipe out every penny you've worked so hard to save. Did you know that if the nation of Greece, for example, declares bankruptcy, that more than $800 billion in U.S. monetary assets will be wiped out? Did you know that your investments, particularly long-term retirement investments, could be wiped out along with them? That's all true. So who do you call and where do you turn to find trusted information about that coming economic bomb that's about to explode? Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., is a trusted name in the McCullough household. He is America's financial doctor, literally, with his Ph.D. in economics. And Kirk has produced a compelling, moving, and truth-telling documentary titled The Fuse is Lit. And he's so concerned about your economic safety that he's willing to send you a copy of this documentary at no cost to you whatsoever. So to request your copy, and there's a very limited supply, so you need to call or text right now. I'm going to give you several options to get this. You can go online to KirkElliottPhD.com. That's two L's, two T's. KirkElliottPhD.com. You can call Kirk's office and request the documentary anytime, 24 hours, day or night, 866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. Or if you've got a smartphone, you can text the word FUSE. That's F-U-S-E to 33938. Text the word FUSE to 33938. That's F-U-S-E to 33938. And you can put yourself in line to get the documentary at no cost to you. But it's an important piece of information. It's called The Fuse is Lit, and it's going to tell you about the economic problems that the European markets might have on your retirement. If you do not have a copy of this documentary, get a copy. The Fuse is Lit, and you can do that at 866-211-8986. Again, 866-211-8986, and I need you to call today. All right, we're talking about the shooting in Aurora, Colorado from early Friday morning. And we're glad you're with us. Hour number two of the Baldwin McCullough Show just underway if you've just joined us. Our phone number is wide open, 888-340-3373. I want to ask you a very simple question. I'm going to play a soundbite. Stephen Baldwin appeared on CNN this afternoon. He will join us again at the bottom of the hour. But he basically, and I think it's just because he got sucker punched by Don Lemon. I think Lemon led him into what he wanted him to say. But Stephen basically more or less said it's time to revisit the Second Amendment. Maybe people shouldn't have the right to bear arms under some circumstances. I couldn't disagree more. More guns is the answer, not less. Had there been one person concealed carry Friday morning that knew how to use their firearm, the carnage that took place on Friday morning would not have been to the degree that it was, if at all. He likely would have not planned to attack a theater in a state where concealed carry was the law. Colorado has some of the tightest gun laws in the country. And theaters specifically are gun-free zones. Just before we broke at the top of the hour, Jim was joining us from Carson City, listening to us on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk out of Reno, Nevada. And he joins us now. Jim, thank you for hanging on through that long break. You were mentioning that on September 11th, 1857, in Carson City, history, your local town there, that there was a pretty bad incident as well. What was that about?
Okay, you have some facts right, but the dates are wrong. There were two incidents that I want to mention.
Okay.
The first one that I mentioned was in Carson City in very recent times, just a matter of months ago. Six of our reserve service people, men and women, were sitting in an IHOP here in Carson City, and they were murdered point blank by a gunman that came in and shot all of these people and injured some other people. And the aftermath indicated that they had no idea why this person did this. There was no connection to Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist group. It's just some nutcase that came out of the blue with an automatic weapon and mowed these young servicemen down. We're still living with the pain and the pit of the stomach over that.
Okay.
And now this, it just piled on to that same pain.
Sure.
It's horrific. What the main reason why I called is I want to respectfully correct you on a fact in the history of the United States. I believe you mentioned that this is probably the worst mass shooting killing of United States citizens in our history. The fact of the matter is there was a far worse incident, coincidentally enough, on September 11th, that's 9/11, only the year was 1857, called the Mountain Meadows Massacre. 120 men, women, and children. They were immigrants with a covered wagon train, taking a breather at a beautiful spot in southwestern Utah called Mountain Meadows, letting the cows eat some grass before they head across the desert. And 50 miles away, some religious zealots prayed to their God and determined that they were supposed to go out and murder the entire train, and that's what they did. Premeditated, and they did it over a period of about 3 or 4 days. And it was really an insidious massacre involving much more than I'm talking about here. They did involve some Native American Indians in it. Apparently they collaborated with them to pull us off. But they basically mowed down 120 men, women, and children. They marched the men out single file after they had surrendered, claiming that they were going to take them, protect them from the Indians and take them to safe haven in Cedar City, Utah. And each man had one of these religious zealots accompanying them. And on a signal, they mowed all the men down. And then they went chasing after them, women and children, and killed them while they were screaming and trying to get away. This 120 men, women, and children. And one of the reasons why this isn't widely known about is because it was overpowered by the news of coming events back then, with a little event called the Civil War. And that stole all the headlines, and not much became of the incident.
Sure.
Only one person was ever tried and executed out of the whole thing.
What was the, you said that religious zealots were the ones that did the killing. What religion were they associated with?
Well, I was holding back on naming the religion, but the fact is, if you Google Mountain Meadows Massacre.
I don't have time, Jim. Just help me out. What was the religion?
Mormon.
So these Mormons were afraid of the people that were coming to Utah?
They weren't afraid of this particular wagon train. In fact, the wagon train was on its way out of the state. Like I said, they only had a short ways to go, and they were going to be out of Utah. Their own personal grudges were involved. The reasoning is complicated, but suffice to say that the people in the wagon train didn't do anything significant to provoke this. There were some comments made by individuals in the wagon train that probably got some of these Mormons mad, but hardly reason enough to go after the whole wagon train.
Okay. Well, Jim, I'm sorry that I was wrong on that historical point. I think the stat I saw earlier today meant a single gun attack on any group of people, 71 injured, considered this worst single mass shooting attack on Americans in American history. Stay with us. It's Baldwin.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We'll be right back. in regard to Second Amendment people and, you know, guns and all that. You know, this guy purchased 6,000 rounds in the 6 to 8 weeks prior. I mean, perhaps, I don't know, I'm a gun advocate. I am, and obviously this is tragic. I don't want to go there with the whole guns aren't the problem thing. I believe in personal protection myself, but I think that maybe in the future, as part of the Patriot Act...
Should you be able to buy 6,000 rounds in a short amount of time?
With these things continuing to happen, now Ethan, as a gun enthusiast, is making me say... Maybe there needs to be a change.
No, Stephen, you're completely wrong. It's Baldwin McCullough live and Kevin McCullough in studio. Stephen joining us at the bottom of the hour with probably for the final half hour tonight from the Aurora, Colorado vicinity. But we're grateful that you're here. That was Stephen earlier today on CNN arguing, and I'm getting sick and tired of this. People that always argue for more controls on guns already have them. On some level. Don't take guns out of law-abiding hands, period. Put more guns into the hands of law-abiding people. You will have fewer of these incidents if you have a more armed public. I promise you. It's worked out that way. In every state that has gone to concealed carry, their crime rates have all gone down. Why? Homicides, rapes, federal crimes, almost all of them, much lower rates of occurrence. Why? Because you don't know who's carrying. So you don't want to get shot doing something wrong. So you don't do something wrong. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. Line one, let's go to Joe in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Joe, you're on with Kevin McCullough. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're here. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. And I couldn't agree with you more about your belief on the Second Amendment. But I have a comment. I heard no one bring this up. I've heard a lot of people talk about if someone would have been armed, but don't you think that would have been a very difficult situation to take a shot, even with the most seasoned law enforcement or even if you had military training? But guy coming in with a canister, the smoke, he's got body armor. Don't you agree? That would have been a pretty tough situation to be in.
Joe, no doubt about it. Do you know how many military personnel were in Theater 9 on Friday morning?
No, I do not.
We know that there were about a dozen. Imagine if one of those military guys who have seen much worse combat situations than just a little bit of tear gas... imagine if one of them had a sidearm on him and had been able to, somebody said, well, he's got a bulletproof vest on. Yeah, but his kneecaps were available. You could have put a bullet right through his gas mask, right into his skull. I mean, you could drop him and then you could take him out. I mean, there's any number of ways that could have happened. In fact, one of the heroes of the morning... that morning was a former military guy. I'm going to let his girlfriend tell that story here in just a second. But Joe, I love Steven. He's like a brother to me. We usually agree on almost everything. He's just flat out dead wrong in that statement that he made with Don Lemon this afternoon. The answer is not take more guns out of the hands of law-abiding people. It's always
get him straightened out.
We'll do the best we can. We'll do the best we can. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Yeah, there was a woman that appeared on the Today Show this morning. Jansen Young was in the theater number 9 at the AMC there in Century the Century 16 theaters. And the act of her boyfriend, John Blunk, really saved her life. And this is how she told her story just this morning. Take a listen here on Baldwin McCullough Live. All right. I thought we had that audio. I'll keep on working on that. But thankful that you're here with us. It was a heroic situation.
Some of the people at the movies thought.
Yeah, that's not where I want to start this. Hold on. This is live production right in the midst of everything that we got going on. No, her name is Jansen Young, and she was one of the victims in the theater. And her boyfriend took quick action on Friday morning. Here's how she told it.
And John immediately kind of pushed you to the floor, didn't he? Covered you with his body?
Yeah, well, he immediately, there was like a bomb or something. Like, it flew up behind us. Like, up in the left-hand corner, if you were looking up in the screen, and it just went boom. And he pushed my hips down to the floor, and he's like, Jansen, get down, and stay down. And I was like, what? What is going on? Why? You know, I was, because I have to question everything. And I was like, what's going on? And he kind of pushed me in under the seat and pushed on me real hard, and he was, like, laying up against me. He kind of whispered in my ear, there's someone with a gun, and he's shooting people. And I didn't know. But he knew immediately that it was real.
So you were down on the floor. He was covering you. What could you hear? What could you sense? What could you feel on your own body?
There was someone, they were probably sitting a row above me. It was a female, and she was screaming, I've been shot. And I didn't know, I kind of felt a little bit of wet, but I didn't really know what that was. And then it was like a whole bunch of wetness everywhere, and I started thinking, like, this is definitely, that's a water balloon. That's too much wet to be anything but a water balloon. And then a person just kind of stepped on me on the way out and was screaming, Jesse's been shot. And I could hear people dripping.
And it was blood that you felt on your body.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until after, obviously, I'd gotten out.
There came a time when you did have a chance to get out, but you realized that John was lifeless. Did you know he was gone at that moment?
I think so. I tried to shake him, and I was saying his name. I'm like, John, we gotta go. And I tried to call 911. I was trying to find a cell phone to maybe call 911. I didn't know if they knew. And then I kind of poked my head up at that point and realized, like, well, oh my gosh, nobody's in here. It's just us. There were, like, a few other heads here and there. People I could see leaving the theater, but, like, really, the theater was empty, it felt like. So that's when I got out, and, yeah, I kept thinking that. It was like, oh my gosh. John just took a bullet for me.
I think that John just took a bullet for me. John Blunk, one of the heroes that we will mourn the death of, one of the 12 victims, a military man who had just decided and had just told his girlfriend that he was going to reenlist because his country was the greatest on earth, and he wanted to continue to serve her in that fashion, giving his life for his girlfriend instead. John Blunk, one of America's best and brightest. We lost him Friday morning. Your thoughts on the reaction of Aurora, Colorado. Stephen said, maybe time to revisit the Second Amendment. I say, give more guns to people. Your thoughts, 888-340-3373, when we continue.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT, and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
1-8986.
I kept thinking that. I was like, oh my gosh, I think John just took a bullet for me. I was thinking about what a great hero he is. And, like, I wouldn't, he provided me the opportunity to survive through that. And he just knew, you know.
He was obviously a wonderful person. And what he did for you in those final moments. What would you want people to know about this man that you love?
He wasn't just a hero last night. He has been a hero, you know, forever and well before I even met him. One thing he said to me once was, we were like talking, and one thing he said was, Jensen, I was born to serve my country. And he, because he was re-enlisting, and it was just what he wanted to do, and he...
Just what he wanted to do. Jensen Young, the name of that woman who was in Theater 9 in Aurora, Colorado, the night of the worst mass shooting in American history. John Blunk, her boyfriend, the man who saved her life by laying on top of her. There were other stories of heroism. We're going to hear about them in the days to come. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, my name. Stephen Baldwin on assignment. In fact, he's in the Aurora area. He was on CNN earlier today. You may have seen that on your cable system today. But we're talking about your reaction to the shootings in Colorado. And a lot of people don't know this. They... immediately Mayor Bloomberg of New York came out and said, well, we need to know what the presidential candidates are going to say about gun control. How are we going to get guns out, off the streets? Wrong, Mayor Bloomberg. My dear friend Stephen went on CNN this afternoon, kind of got bushwhacked into the discussion with Don Lemon, asked, you know, do you think it's time to reexamine the Second Amendment? He kind of gave room for that in his answer. And I say that to both of them, you're wrong. You're totally wrong. More guns in the hands of law-abiding people. Why is it that when heinous criminals commit heinous acts, the first thing lawmakers do is decide to take guns away from the law-abiding people? I've never understood that, and yet that's always the reaction. Let's take guns away from the people that already keep the law. That doesn't make any sense. Line 1, Alan, calling from Reno, Nevada. Alan, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live with Kevin McCullough tonight. Hi.
Thank you, Kevin. I think I got kind of an interesting perspective on this, being a firearms instructor who was in the Denver area just the day before this happened.
Oh, wow.
And I just came back to Reno and then shortly after got the news. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, being a Nevada resident, there's no way for me to get a CCW permit that allows me to be able to carry concealed legally in Colorado. I have a Utah permit, which Colorado will not recognize if you're not a resident of Utah. I could get a Florida permit, but still, it would not help me. I could get an Arizona permit, would not help me, and my Nevada permit currently would not help me in Colorado. So if I were to be happen to have been in that theater at that time and happen to use my pistol to save lives, I would have broken the law. I probably would have been forgiven. You know, the need to save lives probably would have superseded laws that I would have broken. But I carry my pistol as a matter of civil responsibility to defend myself. And, you know, if hopefully that day comes that we hope never happens, defend other lives as well.
Well, Alan, I've asked myself this question a bazillion times in seeing the coverage. If one person like you had been in a position to take a kill shot, maybe put that gas mask through the back of that guy's skull, would we have been singing a different song for the last 48 hours? I think the answer would be unequivocally yes. And yet the first instinct by lawmakers is to take guns away from people like you.
Yeah, we got a lot of lawmakers who don't know the first thing about half of the laws that they pass. Sometimes they kind of think that maybe they need to pass laws in order to know what's in these laws. But and then on Stephen Baldwin's point on buying ammunition in massive quantities.
Yes.
Well, I have to buy it in massive quantities. Sometimes we need to have it on hand for our clients to be able to qualify on the individual pistols. And if we don't have it and we have that situation like we had 4 years ago when we had the big run on ammunition when no one could find it, I was fortunate enough to be able to buy enough ahead of time to where we were never out of it. It was pretty close, but it looks like with this recent election coming up, we might be facing that problem again. So myself and, you know, some other people are stocking up for, you know, at least half a year to a year's worth of training that we'll be needing to do.
Sure. Well, Alan, I'm sad that you weren't in the theater, to be candid with you, because I think you probably would have saved some lives. But when you hear the stories of people like John Blanc that I just played for you, it's pretty compelling stuff, and it's not surprising that our nation's military that were in attendance were among
for a lot of people that want to pray effectively. Doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com. He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's like I said, you know, guns and weapons, they're part of our police force, military. They protect us. This, in the right hands, they do good. In the wrong hands, we stand here today. But I definitely think that maybe there should be some new thinking with the technology we have to monitor people when these types of situations occur.
People say, oh, come on. Really? That was Stephen on CNN earlier today. He's like my very own brother. In fact, he's the closest thing I have to a brother on this planet. I don't have an actual brother. I have two brother-in-laws. But Stephen is the guy that I would go into any foxhole with. But I don't understand what he meant there. So maybe I'm going to have to ask him about that. Stephen Baldwin, welcome back to your own broadcast.
Well, like any little brother, behave yourself or I'll come back there and kick your butt.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, dude. You gave the most confusing answer I've ever heard you give to anything, to that question.
No.
Yes.
I heard your last caller, and obviously that man works in an industry where he is required to purchase large...
I'm not talking about the last caller. I'm talking about Don Lemon asking you, is it time to revisit the Second Amendment? First of all, you say, well, you know, guns are an important part of the police and the military, That's a liberal position. Guns are part of my life. They're part of your life. They're part of the American people's lives.
And that's what I said as well. My point being, Kevin, quite simply, listen, I was flying over here and I stopped in the Dallas airport. Two undercover narcotics detectives came over and said hello to me. And it's their job to walk around and just ask certain individuals questions. It's a wonderful deterrent because when people don't answer the questions correctly, they stop guys that are moving money for the drug trade, this and that. My idea is very simple. If somebody buys large sums of ammunition like this guy did, what's wrong with going over and saying, hey, buddy, what's with 6,000 rounds of ammunition? And if he gives you a bunch of stupid answers, then maybe he's up to no good.
Well, okay, you didn't have time with Don this afternoon to go into quite that level of detail in terms of your plan.
That's the logic, brother. That's the logic.
But here's my frustration, and it's not you per se, but it is Mayor Bloomberg, it is the politicians in Colorado, it is a number of people that have spoken out about this, even your not so friendly friend Piers Morgan over on CNN. Everybody wants to say, look at what happened. Obviously, we need to put more restrictions on the ownership of firearms. And this is what I don't understand. Every time something like this breaks out, you have politicos and know-nothings like Piers go on mass media and say things like this. They always want to take guns away from the people that are keeping the law. They always want to go. They always immediately want to say, "Well, we shouldn't have." In fact, I can make the argument that because Colorado has the strict gun laws that they have, that every place you have that's dedicated as a gun-free zone, which all movie theaters in Colorado happen to be designated as gun-free zones, you can insert another word for that label: sitting ducks. And that's what this guy was banking on. And if it had been a concealed carry state, if it had been an open carry state, he probably would not have even tried this, knowing that he was likely going to face retaliation in terms of fire coming back to him. What say you about that?
I completely agree with that, and I also agree. I'm a gun owner myself. I have a concealed carry permit for the state of New York. My point simply is, it seems to me, with these types of scenarios occurring more and more over the last 15 years, it might be a good idea to consider, with the technology we have, knocking on some doors once in a while and just asking a few questions, because I think that might work and be a deterrent as well.
Yeah, I get a little itchy when people start going, well, you know, we need government to do more. There was a failure in this guy's life. We're going to find out what it was. But I'm pretty sure that government was the least of the problems. If we had, and see, this is what bothered me about Don Lemon. He kept asking you questions that he wanted answers to instead of you being able to go in there and Jedi mind him and say what you really wanted to say. And if I had been in your situation, I think one of the things I would have made a strong point about saying is that, look, until we start dealing fundamentally with the character of human beings, we're never going to get over this. Because we are creating broken, sometimes highly flawed and broken people, sometimes that operate at very high genius levels of intelligence. This guy obviously was that. And until we begin to emphasize the development of personal character, personal integrity, of encouraging people not to pursue paths that are destructive, but instead paths that are constructive, we're never going to get past it. It doesn't matter what you do with gun laws, because crooks are going to get the guns anyway.
No, I understand where you're coming from, but again, I don't believe in the future in restricting honest civilians, law-abiding civilians, with their ability to bear arms and protect themselves. That is not in question for me. It just seems to me, and this is obviously, Kevin, an isolated incident. In all of gun purchases at shops, stores, online, ammunition, all that stuff, it's got to be a minute percentage of people that go out and buy massive amounts of guns or massive amounts of ammunition, things like that. And if you ask me, you may want to start knocking on doors in the future and just making sure that everybody's got all their marbles in their head and that they're not going to pull something like this.
Well, that would assume that government didn't have marbles in their head. And when you realize that the current administration allowed high-powered weapons to just walk right across the international border of the United States and Mexico and has yet to answer for those actions, you know, I'm not saying that any of those weapons were used here, and they weren't. We obviously know where this guy got his weapons. And the odd thing about it, it's one of those things that makes this case very tricky to deal with, is that he bought them legally. Everything he did legally. Yeah. His only criminal history was a traffic violation prior to this.
Right.
We've got to take a break, Stephen. Stay with us because we've got one more segment and some final thoughts from you and I before we let the people go for this week. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen's in the Aurora, Colorado vicinity. Kevin in New York City with our staff.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 83-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Oh. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Project. Doc.
Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you tonight from New York City and also the vicinity of Aurora, Colorado, where Stephen Baldwin, you may have seen him earlier this afternoon on CNN. It got reran at least once already, probably will again before the 24 hours is up. But Stephen joins us on our newsmaker line. And Stephen, just the final few minutes here. The fine line of genius and insane is often very, very thin. And, you know, now that the police have gone in and basically deconstructed his little house of horrors, there was good reason why they evacuated five buildings. And there was a good reason why they did not go in through the front door to to check out all the stuff that he had laid for them. This was a case full of paradox and not exactly what one would have profiled in advance as a criminal.
Yeah, you know, this is probably in the history of situations like this, this is going to probably be one of the most fascinating profiles of an individual, because, you know, this one just doesn't make sense. In my book, this guy just snapped.
Yeah. Well, final thoughts for you as we begin to draw to a close here.
Well, you know, Kevin, I've tried to live by one pretty simple philosophy in regard to situations like this, and that is, as best you can, get out of the problem and into the solution.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just ask all of our prayer warriors out there to be praying for these folks, and that everybody just continue to keep the faith and trust in God, and let's do all we can to just be a blessing to these people to get through this.
Sure. One of the most important truths I'm forced to realize in light of this week's events is that the only thing that overcomes evil is the overwhelming reality of good. In fact, it's, in all honesty, the best argument I can come up with for the existence of God. God is good, personified. And while there may be some who seek to blame him for the individual choices of this shooter, there are already dozens of stories of nearly miraculous salvations from the shooter who got off dozens of rounds without reloading. But God was in the aisle of the theater with them as the bullets flew. He was on the floor with those who were shielding small children with their own bodies, and he was very near to the heart of that six-year-old who perished after enduring wounds in her knee, shoulder, and chest. All in all, the scale of human understanding from Kevin McCullough's perspective is that there is no explanation to comfort those of us that are left behind. But ironically, we may equally question God's ability to be in control, but we also are simultaneously curious as to his existence. And hopefully this weekend there will be some who will darken the door of a church because of that. None of these things alter the real reality that evil is real. We've seen it on our screen for 2 days now. But equally true and verifiably real is that good exists as well. And ultimately, our society will suffer the most when we no longer can differentiate between the two. I pray and hope that day is still quite far off. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.